Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
All right, Bill Bartee, we're here on the Carolina Outdoors on another beautiful Saturday morning.
That's right. For a lot of people, Saturday morning. For a whole lot of other people, it is via the web. Welcome aboard. Carolina Outdoors is the keywords, are the keywords, WBT.com subscribers, as well as Jesse Brown's features page. You can listen to all four segments of this program, which what you alluded to, Don, is airing for everybody either coming in late or waking up early on WBT's Saturday mornings.
Well, a lot of people waking up early with turkey season open in North and South Carolina right now.
That's right. And we've got a wonderful day of weather. Still dark right now, but when the sun arises, those turkey hunters will be sitting in the place that they need to be sitting.
Lots of good reports out there.
A lot of other people may be driving to the North Carolina mountains for a little bit of trout fishing as well. And lastly, the people backing their boats up into the area lakes for a little bit of deeper water fishing.
That's right. And if you ever need some good entertainment, just go to a boat ramp and watch the conflicts that occur there.
That's right. People watching.
The other way.
You can go to the fair, you can go to the airport, or you can just go to your area boat ramp to watch people backing their boats up.
Yep. A good time is not had by all.
That's what fishing makes the fishing more pleasurable, to get out there and escape all the conflict that's happened. A little bit more to the right. Turn it the other way.
The back of the truck is under the water. We may have backed in too far. Never know.
If your toolbox is floating, you
That's
have.
That's right. When the toolbox floats out of the truck, you are back far enough.
Exactly right. Hey, we are the Outdoor Guys here. Hashtag Outdoor Guys. Don Yeager, Bill Bartee. We got a full program to talk about things in the outdoor, one of which is the promised, overpromised, now going to be delivered as long as he answers his phone. Doug Gillis of the local chapter of the American Chestnut Foundation is going to come aboard to tell us about the past, the present, and the future of the American chestnut tree.
This is kind of an annual visit for us to those guys.
Kind of, sort of, yeah. You know, it's there's several different chestnut groups across the country, one of which is here, and this particular group, the American Chestnut Foundation, has made inroads in making this tree that once numbered in the 3 to 4 billion number across the eastern seaboard from the tip of Canada. It's kind of like WBT radio, from the top of Canada all the way down the eastern seaboard to Mississippi and then some, to essentially extinct. Amazing.
Right, wiped out by the chestnut blight in the 40s, and it was, what, 60% of the canopy or something at that time?
Something like that, and even more in Pennsylvania. They attribute it to being even more than 60%. It's amazing to go from 3 to 4 billion trees to essentially a few thousand at the most, and we're going to learn about that, and we're going to learn about the future of the American chestnut. You know, officially, it's not extinct because it can grow up a root system and come out of the ground maybe 10 to 20 feet, and then it succumbs. And then it grows another 10 to 20 feet, and then it succumbs. Now, this is a tree that at its height is 100 feet tall. So, anyway, we're going to talk to Doug Gillis about that. Also, hey, we got kind of scooped by Mark Garrison and crowd as WBT Radio was in downtown Matthews last week. We're going to bring on David Blackley on from Renfro's Hardware. Stay tuned for that. We're going to learn about urban farming and also David's appearance as a storyteller at Jesse Brown's on May 18th. So the urban farming is really something that has come become mainstream, if you will. We're going to learn from David about this, whether it be chickens, whether it be a garden, whether it be all of those sorts of things that are happening right next door to you.
Maters.
Living in the middle of downtown Charlotte, maybe.
Got to grow me some maters.
That's right. There's a song. We should have got Ed Billick to bring that one up. The only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. So You can look that one up on the music
there
charts.
There you go.
What a great hit. So David Blackley from Renfro's Hardware is going to be joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors. Lastly, hey, off of Carmel Road, you know, Charlotte Country Day School has some wonderful fields that they open up on the upcoming day right after spring break for CMS, and it is the Mecklenburg County Special Olympics. So if you're driving down Fairview or Carmel Roads in the upcoming days, I think April 19th, we're going to find out from Greg Morrill. He is the North Carolina Special Olympics Director for Mecklenburg County. He's going to come on and talk about the 1,200 athletes, families, and supporters that descend on the Country Day School's fields for a whole bunch of different events and challenges and gold medal winning type things that are going to happen with the Mecklenburg Special Olympics. So that's Greg Morrill. Bunch of different things going on. I mentioned David Blackley coming into Jesse Brown's Storyteller Night, and I'd like to invite everyone to attend, all of our WBT listeners or podcast subscribers, to come to Jesse Brown's over at Sharon Corners. It is on the upstairs floor of the Sharon Corners Shopping Center, overlooking the scenic South Park Shopping District in the heart of Charlotte, North Carolina, or at least in the southeastern heart of Charlotte. 6 p.m. It's a Thursday night. We have three different storytellers that are going to be joining us. These are what we call Come Hear a Neighbor's Adventure. My Climb by Jessie Strockham. She's going to talk about her her life and times and her new challenge of climbing. She does not have use of her legs. She's in a wheelchair, but she's also an athlete as a climber. So we're going to learn from Jessie Strockham her story. Then David Blackley is going to join us with Renfro's Hardware and that wonderful story. It's kind of autobiographical in regards to David and his ascension into Renfro's Hardware and what Renfro's Hardware is today and how that partnership came about. And lastly, a guest to the Carolina Outdoors, Peter Ripmaster from Asheville, North Carolina, is going to join us. The title of his story, The Iditarod Trail. This is the man who ran the Iditarod Trail, didn't use his dogs, didn't use a bicycle. He ran or attempted to run the full 1,000 miles. Last year, an ice bridge collapsed, dropping Ripmaster into sub-freezing temperatures of water.
Not good.
Which he came out of, went to the help tent 4 miles away, recuperated overnight, and then continued his run. He shared that story a few weeks ago here on the Carolina Outdoors. Well, we're going to get the full story at Storyteller's Night at Jesse Brown's. That's May 18th, Thursday night, 6 to 8 p.m. We'll have sandwiches and drinks that are all going to be there, but please do attend. It's going to be a wonderful night of aspiration and inspiration by these three storytellers. Don, anything up your sleeve this past week, looking in the past or looking forward?
Just chasing trout in the North Carolina mountains.
They say the two best months if you're going to go fishing in the Carolinas are April for springtime fishing and October for fall time fishing.
Well, certainly April and May and October and November. I agree with you there, but I'm expanding a bit.
Well,
I'm giving you 4 months.
Yeah. If you're going to take 4 months, you name the ones. So anyway, a lot of people are becoming more familiar with our Carolina outdoors because of the weather. We become familiar with it in the cold weather months because we're cold and we want to stay comfortable and cozy. So the spring is kind of different because it's already comfortable and cozy in our Carolina outdoors, and it makes it a little bit more pleasurable for our fair weather friends to come out into it. And that's where we come aboard, Don, to talk about the things to do and the things going on in our Carolina outdoors. We're glad that you're joining us. He's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Barty. We are the Outdoor Guys here on News 1110 99.3 WBT.